Admiral Harris famously described China's man-made islands as its Great Wall of Sand, and angry Beijing accused Harris of seeking publicity and sowing discord. The first Japanese-American to head Pacific Command, Harry Harris is considered very well-informed and well-connected. His appointment drew wide praise in Australia and will reassure those worried about U.S. commitment to the alliance. Admiral Harris is expected to win easy confirmation in the U.S. Senate, but he can expect to face questions about the accidents last year that cost the lives of 17 sailors when two destroyers collided with merchant ships. He may also be asked about the worst corruption case in U.S. Navy history, known as the Fat Leonard scandal. More than a dozen senior officers, including two admirals, have been charged with accepting bribes from a contractor named Leonard Francis. Admiral Harris was not in the Pacific when Fat Leonard was plying officers at 7th Fleet headquarters with lavish dinners and prostitutes, but Harris's number two, the current Pacific Fleet commander, Admiral Scott Swift, was one of the 7th Fleet commanders during those years. Ordinarily, Pacific Fleet commanders move up to the top job, but last year, Admiral Swift learned he would be passed over for promotion and announced plans to retire. Vice Admiral John Aquilano, the current commander of the U.S. 5th Fleet in the Persian Gulf, has been named to replace Admiral Swift at Pacific Fleet. No news on Admiral Harris's replacement at Pacific Command. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.